Two more ideas. We'll see. I have some. I don't have so many handouts, but Baruch Hashem. That's
you know who's super present? Little kids.
Wait, we just said the
2-year-olds.
Yeah, at that age.
Moment.
Yeah, here.
They're in the moment.
Then reality hits.
So, with regards to Amalek also, so we said just a second ago that I think Amalek, one of the things they do for us is, again, they cause us to doubt our relationship with Hashem. Right? They came right after Tzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and they said, Hashem's not watching you, Hashem's not listening to you, He doesn't really care about you. And I think also maybe that's another big avoda on Purim. It's something I've been thinking about a lot this year, something that I want to try to work on this year, in terms of tefillah on Purim. Right? Tainas Esther and Purim are very much connected. Tainas Esther, the Svarim discuss, is different than any other fast day of the rest of the year, because all the fast days were kind of koveya duda saros. Right? Something bad was happening, so they set a fast day, it's Tzom Lidoros, to commemorate the Tsar that was going on. Purim, if you look at the fourth parak in Megillas Esther, so Tainas Esther, yeah, it happened because there were Tsaros going on, and Bnei Yisrael was, you know, not in good situations, but at the end of the day, like, what did Esther say? Like, go daven. Right? It was a Tzom Shel Tefillah. And Tefillah, it was the whole day, the mahus of the day is Tefillah, and that's why, even like halachically, the Rosh and the Ravid discuss that, like, Tainas Esther can be moved around. We don't move around other fast days. Right? Like, Tzom Gedalia, Tzom Gedalia, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, you know, v'chule, v'chule. Tainas Esther can be, like, bounced around. I mean, Purim can be anywhere from Yud Aleph to Tesvav, depending on where we are. And Tainas Esther follows
Tainas
suit.
Esther on those years when they would read the Megillah early would be always.
I think
day
would
before.
Be the day before.
Wow.
And I think it's a Ravid, but the Rush definitely and others discuss how it's because, and Rav Yonason Sacks, Rav Shivan Landers quotes this in a Sefer Yemei Purim. He discusses how the day of Tainas Esther is a totally different fast day because it's a Yom Shel Tefillah, and I want to talk about that a little bit on Purim. We mentioned Ad Lo Yada, so we'll say a. An amazing vort from Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Putner writes in Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak in general is a little bit of a difficult sefer to learn, I would say. It's written in a flowery, poetic Hebrew. It happens to be...
It's written by a woman.
It's written by... Chaim Berlin. He was the Rosh Shiva in Chaim Berlin.
That's a yeshiva. That's what's the...
Lipish yeshiva. It's a serious place, yeah. So he says as follows, right? So again, his pieces on Purim are, I think, a little bit, they might be a little bit shorter. I think they're a little bit easier to understand. I remember when I was in yeshiva, when I was in Shalavim, one of the rabbim told me, like, you know, it's a lot. You don't get discouraged by not having success or, you know, simcha from learning other pieces if they're too difficult. He says the Pachad Yitzchak on Purim is a little bit more accessible. So in Inyan Chav Zayin, he says something amazing. Again, I'll try to read it a little bit slower for the chaver who don't have. But I'll say it outside. He says such a awesome word. He says at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra el Moshe. So Hashem called to Moshe. He said, okay, you can come in. Meforish b'zeh shafilu Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyu nihirin lo kol haraze olam, shebeprote melechas haMishkan. Moshe knew every single little thing about the Mishkan. He knew all the hints. He knew all of Torah. Right? He was the greatest. Mikol malkom lo nichnas lesocho b'li kriya. At that same time, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't enter the Olmoed. He couldn't go into the Mishkan or the Mikdash without what? Being called. The Amar al Zed says in Vayikra Rabba, She'im ha'yin nichnas bli kriya. If someone went in without being called, ki az haisa alav taina shel tamid chacham bli das. If a person went in without being called upon, so he'd be called a tamid chacham without das.
In the Mikdash?
In the, I think the Mishkan we're talking about here. If Moshe Rabbeinu entered without being called, Vayikra el Moshe, so if he went in without being called, so then he would have been called a tamid chacham she'im bo das.
Like
or she'bli das.
Esther and the Malach.
Oh, we'll get there. Very good. And the Gemara in Brachos says, "Mipnei ma tiknu havdala b'chonin hadas." Why do we have to say havdala b'chonin hadas? Says the Gemara, "Mipnei she'im ein das havdala minayin." If a person doesn't have das, so they can't differentiate. We say, "What's the first bracha in Birchas Hashachar?" V'sachvi vina lahavchin bein yom vein laila. Right, yom and laila is a pretty obvious contrast. Right, you don't need to be the biggest maven to be able to say this is dark and this is light. But at the same time, that's the exact point. If one doesn't have any das, then havdalah, the easiest distinctions, right, he can't make. And he says as follows. He says, this is explained a lot in our base medrash, skipping one line. The greatest point of das, let's say, or attribute of das, it's with the ability to connect to certain things. And he explains. V'Adam Yada, referring to Adam and Chava. It's an intimate understanding. And he says, V'Adam She'ena Yodea La'Hafrid Es Atzmo Mi'inyan She'ena Shayech Lo. If a person doesn't know and doesn't realize that he has to separate from something that he shouldn't be involved in, so Bal Karcho She'ena Yodea His Kasher Im'inyan HaShayech Lo. So then automatically, the flip side is true too, he doesn't know what he should be connecting to. If he doesn't know how to separate from certain things that he shouldn't be involved in, right, and he's staying with them, so then that guy probably can't get involved in the things he should be involved in. And he says, and the flip side is true too. If you see a person who's connecting to the right things, then you know for sure that he knows to stay away from the bad things. Again, we all have yitzhar haras, we all slip up, but he says, bigadol, you know that the person's on the right track. And then he says, skipping a couple lines again, v'zeh ma'asha amru im'in da'as havdol minayin. Umimela, he says, six lines from the bottom, Im haya Moshe nichnas bli kri, if a person went in without, if Moshe Rabbeinu went in without being called, hayezeh mochiach ki eino mavdil as atzmo mimakom shadayin lo nisbara shayachas l'makom zeh. If he went into a place where he shouldn't been, right, he shouldn't have been in there yet, it means he doesn't have the das to connect to certain things. V'alkein haysa olav hatayna shal tamad chacham shein bo das. Ki raka kriya haysa haberer al yachas ha-makom hazeh ilav. Through this kriya and saying, now you can come in, so that shows that Moshe Rabbeinu is someone who's roi to connect to that place. Okay, we're saying a lot. But let's get to Purim. Ubelibim shel tamidei chachamim v'vakshei Hashem. So yeah, you have tamidei chachamim, you have Jews, you have erlecha yidin, like all of us sitting around the table here, who want to connect to Hashem, we're m'vakei shekadosh baruch hu. Lo cheshes tamid hachshasha. What happens? You have this little guy standing on his shoulder whispering to us. Penvu lai nidchakim heim. Maybe you're knocking on the door on a place you shouldn't go into. Who says you're right to enter? Who says you can go in there? What thinks you're so great? You're just a regular guy. And I know all the things you do. And I know all the veras we have. And I know all the mitzvahs we, you know, kind of blow over. And then we start to doubt ourselves. Maybe I'm not right to go in. Maybe I don't have the proper das. However, says Rav Huttner, Ela shekol zehu b'shar yimos hashana. That's shayach the rest of the year. Aval b'shas simchas purim shemahali chaneis haya. Like already said, haya al yidei lo nikresi lavo ela melech. From Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Aleph Megillah, you weren't called to go into the palace. You weren't called. Achashverosh didn't call you in yet. You just go in. V'chol makom shenemar hamelech stam in the Megillah. Who's it referring to? Melech malchei amlach makadosh baruch hu. As the Gemara Megillah daf. Tezvav Amud Beis says, "Hare Seder Hanhaga Shel Simchas Purim Mechayiv Ki Mishe Shtok Kusak Dusha Do Chefes Oso Penima." The Seder Hanhaga of Purim and Simchas Purim is Mechayiv. It obligates a person who has a Ratzon and Shtok Kus, a desire to come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to call out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zoche Limitzias Chen, Rav Huttner says, it's not that you stand merit. Hashem wants it. He's waiting to hear from us. And Be'adar Abba Moshit Inos Hashar Berazav. He sends forth the scepter to us. You're going to have a taina. You don't have das. You're entering a place you shouldn't enter in. V'im tomar halo al nichlas bli kriya nemar alav she'im bo das. What's the point of Purim? Yesh lomar adarabo. Halo b'simchas Purim in ha'eder hadas chisaron klal. Not having das. That's not a chisaron. Adarabo. We're supposed to drink ad dilo yada. Until the point where we don't have das anymore. And the whole idea is it doesn't matter das or not. If we have a real hishtokakus to call out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to come close to Hashem on Purim, that's what we're supposed to do. I think sometimes, again, this is the koach of Amalek we were talking about. Hashem doesn't care about you. There's no hashgacha pratis. There's no hashgacha pratis in this world. Do you think Hashem is like listening to you on you daven? And we begin to, maybe we doubt sometimes. I know that's something I talk to high school kids about in the academy all the time. Right? Like, why do we daven? Is Hashem listening to us? Does He care what we say? The answer is yes. That's all Amalek telling us, no. Right? But sometimes that Amalek attitude, you know, really creeps into our thoughts and our machshavos. And we think, yeah, maybe Taka, I'm not worthy. Maybe I'm not roi to daven. Comes Purim, it doesn't matter what we did the other, you know, other days of the year. We can scream out to Hashem, we can call out to Hashem. And not only does He want to hear us, He wants to hear us, and He catches us, and we're zocha l'metzias chayim. We find favor in His eyes because He wants to hear us. And I think that's one of the main points of Purim, where there's so much stuff going on Purim, the mitzvahs hayom, and we're running all over the place, and it's awesome, and it's geshmak, and it's fun. But to realize the koach of tefillah that we have is incredible. I remember when I was in YU, and I was dating a girl, and we were talking, it was like Erev Purim, or, you know, the week before Purim, and we were schmoozing, like, oh, you know, what do I do for Purim at night, with the, you know, masiba and yeshiva, whatever it is, like, what do you do at night? And she's like, you don't try to finish, like, all of Sefer Tehillim by Chatzos? I'm like, whoa. We should probably stop going out. You're like, I'm not that from, you know. But there's an idea. Rabbi Nachman, I think, talks about, and others talk about, like, the koach of Tehillim on Purim, and the koach of Tefillah that we have on Purim, to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing, amazing day. So the Sfas Emes writes in Yoni Purim, Shnas Tav Reish Nun Zayin. It's on the next side of the page, if we have it. If not, I'll read it outside. Just one idea. He quotes from the Zohar, that Purim, Al Shem Yom HaKippurim. Right? Purim is Le Yom Kippurim.
One question I have on the Pach HaYisak. He says that, how does he tie in the concept of
So he was saying his
entering the melech at any given.
So what he was saying is that the rest of the year, das means or indicates, when one has das, it means that they're ready to come forward and they know what to connect to and what to stay away from, right? So if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in without being called, he would have been called a Talmud Chacham she'im bo das, right? So when you go into something that you're not, you know, ready for, you shouldn't enter. So you don't have das. But on Purim, it doesn't matter das or not. Adaraba. We should be adaloyeh. We should go in, even if we don't have das, because we need to call out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's a day of tefillah. It's a day of coming close and connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it says this Sfas Emes.
It's on us.
Correct. Correct. So he says, Purim al shem yom ha-kippurim. De'osel yos mishtana mi'inu le'oneg. Eventually, Yom Kippurim is going to be a day of oneg. It's going to be a geshmak day. Ki b'yom ha-kippurim nichnas ha-kohen gadol v'lifnai v'lifnim. Va'al zeksiv v'al yavo b'chol eis rak b'yom miyuchad v'al yidei tainis kol b'nei yisrael v'an yisem es nafsho seichem. The Kohen Gadol couldn't go l'fnai v'lifnim the whole entire year. Only one day with a yom shel tefillah and everyone else davening, all of Klal Yisrael fasting and davening for him, only on that day he can go in. But that's only Yom Kippurim. On Purim itself, what's it like? Bimei Purim, says the Megillah, Perek Dalet, Pasuk, Tes Zayin, Avo El HaMelech, Lo Kedas. You can go to the Melech again, Lo Kedas, but Makum She'im Rasham Lavo B'choleis, a place where you're not allowed to go the whole entire time, Rak B'Purim Nitan Rashus, Lizgalos Or HaNelam B'choleis. We can go in, we can daven, we can ask for things on Purim, that we can do things on Purim, we can come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu in ways that we can't do. It's not accessible the rest of the year. And I'll just end with this amazing Shem Yishmuel that Rav Moshe Tzvi pointed out to me a few years ago. A beautiful, beautiful Shem Yishmuel. Uba Boker, it says as follows. Uba Boker, Emor Lamelech V'Yisulis Mordechai Elav. Haman says to Achashverosh, hang Mordechai. Right? Shem Yishmuel is medaktik in the lashon of Lemor, or Emor Lamelech. What's going on here? V'yish ledaktik shalok siv tivakish or tishal. He didn't ask, he didn't request, you know, as a kid, you know, they tell you in school, if your teacher makes a mistake, you should raise your hand. Oh, perhaps Mrs. So-and-so, you know, you wrote that, you know, it's not correct, or maybe it could be, is it possible, blah, blah, blah. So wasn't that like Haman walked in and like, you know, Mr. Achashverosh, President Achashverosh, King Achashverosh, I have this idea, maybe you'll like it, maybe you're into it, maybe I can run it by you. No, there was none of that. It was Emor. This is what's going to happen. And v'kach l'kaman. It says later on, a couple of seconds later, v'homon, ba'el besa melech hachitona, le'mor l'melech litvos es Mordechai el eitz asher hachin lo. Hang him on the tree that I prepared. Says as follows, says Hashem Yishmo, u'mashma, she'homon ha'ya'oz b'mayla gevoa el melech. It sounds like Haman was on a higher level than the king. In the way, he's on a higher pedestal. He has more authority than the king. U'kamosha amr the Yalkut writes, Sha'asalo bima lemaila bebimaso, that he made his bima higher than the bima of Achashverosh. He thought he was on a higher plane. U'kamosha amruzal, we just read that one. U'kamosha amruzal v'yizak zaka gedola umara. Mordechai cried out at the beginning of Perek Dalet. He cried out this terrible gut wrenching scream. Ma amar, what did he say? Gava Haman me Achashverosh. He said Haman's on a higher level than Achashverosh. I'm petrified because Haman running the show here. Says Hashem Yishmuel, though, what happens on Purim? Mikan kol ish maskil yosim elibo. Hayos beis Haman nitan la'Esther. Every koach that Haman had was given over to Esther. Vina hafochu asher yishlatu hayehudim hema bisonehem. And all of a sudden, we're the ones running the show, and we have those kochos. U'b'chol Purim misora rishimo mizeh. V'oz b'koach kol ish Yisrael, says Hashem Yishmuel, that every single Jew has the ability, leimor lamelech. We can say to the king, we can make demands of the king. And what do we say to him? We can tell Hashem to hang Haman. We can tell Hashem to get rid of Amalek. We should tell Hashem to get rid of all the suffix that we've been talking about this whole night. Get out of here. It's not, oh Hashem, you know, I'm really trying. Maybe you can help me out. Maybe you can give me a boost. Is it possible to do this? No, there's none of that. It's Leimor Lemelech. We can say to the king, we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says it needs to be, again, b'cho os nafsho, b'chishek v'ratzon. It needs to be coming from the right place. We need that hishtokakus, again, to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? In Kedusha, in Ava, in Tahara, and wanting to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to realize it doesn't matter what's been going on. It doesn't matter if we feel like we have Ein Das the rest of the year. It doesn't matter if we feel like we're not Roy. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters on Purim. Right? Because everything's Lo Kedas, Lo Kedin. It's all about Adelo Yada. It's about coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu and knocking on the door and say, Hashem, I want to come close to you. I'm searching for you. And I think that's the whole Inyan of Purim. It doesn't say Hashem anywhere in the Megillah. We have to look for the Melech. We have to look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we end up being really hard when we're looking. We're searching for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We need to call. Where are you, Hashem? Where are you for Hashem? But Davka on Purim. Purim is the day that we can scream out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, again, it's going to be the day that Rav Huner writes, is we're Zocha L'metzias Chein Be'enei Hashem, and we should all be Zocha this Purim.
I just thought of that idea for your first sefer.